Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey, talking about the proposed state beef checkoff for Oklahoma. Back with Michael in just a moment.
Warning, continuous listening to the following could positively impact your cattle operation, skyrocket the success of your business, and even alter the health of your entire herd. Because only Cydectin Injectable delivers the power of and. Allow me to clarify. Cydectin Injectable kills parasites and absorbs in just 27 hours and has long-lasting protection and is dung beetle friendly and is based on years of research and has more than 40 million doses sold and is known for bigger weight gains and short withholding times and is completely and utterly awesome at protecting your cattle and improving the health of your herd. That's the power of and. Common side effects may include, but are not limited to, healthier cattle and healthier pastures and happier ranchers and better profitability. If you are currently not experiencing any of these benefits, stop using other dewormers immediately and start using Cydectin Injectable. Visit your veterinarian or animal health supplier and pick up Cydectin today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle of breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
Following the lead of Texas and several other states, Oklahoma's cattle industry moving forward to petition for a referendum for an Oklahoma state-level beef checkoff. Michael Kelsey is Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, and he contends there's a lot of reasons why we need to supplement today's national dollar head beef checkoff, which was established back in the 1980s.
The reason we need another program, in our opinion, and now I'm going to speak for OCA, we haven't adjusted this federal assessment since we began it back in the mid-80s, 1985. The power of the dollar, as we know, is just shrunk. You can't buy a cup of coffee for 25 cents anymore. It takes more to do that. So we need more funds in order to do those types of programs that we think we need to do to continue to position beef at the center of the plate and to continue to answer those questions. And then obviously to be proactive and reactive on those issues that arise when beef is painted in a negative light, whether it be by a kind of a fringe nutritional group or an environmental group or an animal rights group or something along those lines. You know, to do great research right here in Oklahoma with those dollars, those funds would be fantastic. To fund programs on foreign developed market development, or even here market development within the United States on high population areas, all those types of things we know we need to do. There's 14 other states that have started a state checkoff program, so we're not new in this. We're still on the front end, if you will, so we're not playing catch up. But there is an opportunity for us to really do some good things in the beef industry, and we hope we can.
Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. They are the group that will be conducting the referendum according to the petition that has been approved by the seven groups that have come together as a task force on this issue. They say in the task force, the petition task force, that the reasons for and the purposes of a new state assessment are increased funds for the core checkoff strategies of market development, promotion, research, and consumer information. All funds will be received and administered, they say, by the Oklahoma Beef Council. They'll promote and defend beef and cattle production and aggressively promote and defend beef's importance in a healthy diet. The maximum state assessment will be a dollar a head at the change of ownership. The state assessment, as required by state statute, is refundable. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, according to the petition, will conduct the referendum. They'll be working with cooperative extension offices all across the state in an effort to allow cattle producers to have a local location to go in and vote on the checkoff referendum once the referendum is approved by the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, hoping to bring together 5,500 signatures for their consideration to allow them to approve a referendum and the actual referendum to take place in the first half of next year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, if you're looking for some high-quality wheat seed for this growing season, I might suggest Shirley Farms is a great place to check with. Joe Shirley's got high-quality varieties, including Iba, Gallagher, Ruby Lee, and Duster Seed available right now. Give Joe a call, 580-327-2070, or you can go to their website at www.shirleyfarms.com. Joe Shirley and Shirley Farms can help you out with wheat seed this growing season. Give him a call, 580-327-2070. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.